Sports Day for Kia.
The all-new Kia Sorento has landed.
Lumo Energy SA.
Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA.
And OTR.
Enjoy delicious crispy cream donuts with Nutella at OTR.
Yeah, Malcolm Blight and David Wildey, the number to ring, 822-3000. Love to hear from you, all thanks to Repco. You'll be blown away with car air conditioning service at Repco. Authorised service, book at repcoservice.com. As I said, they are absolute experts in car air conditioning. Do a great job. There's a welcome, Malcolm Blight. Last day. Funny, working a Monday, then going on holidays, but Blighty's a little bit different. That's what happens. Hello, Malcolm.
Hello, David. Yeah, I've got a bit of a break, but it was really working back from, you know, from the holiday number and all that sort of stuff, so it wasn't that tricky. Hey, David, the interesting thing, cricket at the moment, a lot of runs being scored.
Look, it's good if you like runs, but I think when you get too many runs, it gets a little bit tedious. And I still don't think it's a fair contest between bat and ball. We're going to speak with Ian Healy in about 20 minutes and ask the great Ian Healy. I think it has to be fair competition. You were talking about the boundary size. Now it's come right in. Oh. The bats are... I saw the bat Barry Richards made 325 in a day, and it honestly be one third of David Warner's bat in width.
Yeah.
And yet the old poor old Kookaburra hasn't changed. Still 5.5 ounces, still red stitches. Nothing's changed for the bowler. And when you get Stark going for 20 and over and just smashing him and people walking out and hitting him over cover, I'd rather see, to be honest, I'd rather see the sides go around the 250 mark.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And then you struggle to try and get there, where it's a little bit more of a... 100 overs, what I have realised, 100 overs, a lot of cricket.
Well, it is, particularly when you're chasing the ball over the fence all the time. I think that's been one of the biggest things. They brought it in for occupational health and safety reasons to bring the boundary rope in. But in the old days, it used to be on the fence, and it took some... Took some artful stuff to catch someone on the fence.
You used to be able to sit on the fence, catch it still out.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, now that's all changed. So that 10, 15, 20 metres they've brought it in, I reckon it's given them another 50 to 80 runs, surely.
We should get Johnny from Port Augusta, loves his cricket. Would he rather see a contest or someone making, you know, 380 and 50 overs? Well, Steve Smith, again, 100 off 60 odd balls. It's just incredible. Now, I just think it gets a bit. You know what's going to happen when the wicket's that flat, they've got the big bats and the ball loses shine, swings for one over. I'd rather see you struggle and have a real contest that way.
Yeah, and maybe it's the white ball. Maybe it's the white ball.
Doesn't swing much, does
it? No. But also, there's no Malinga and there's no Wozenrakaran. Now, they used to bowl Yorkers. They were dangerous bowlers.
Or the West Indians.
And the West Indians.
Wrapping around your ears.
Now, you don't see any, you hardly see a Yorker now.
Or even a decent bouncer.
I thought Paddy Cummins tried a few. But, you know, I don't reckon the Yorker bowler seems to have gone out of the game.
Maybe they can't execute it.
They don't want to get lifted over the fence. But I reckon a short ball's as easy to lift over the fence than the one right on your toes.
Oh, they're just going down and whacking it. But David Warner, that could be costly. You did a groin. I remember grand final.
78 grand final.
Early.
Oh, yeah.
What happened there?
Oh, centre bounce went into, you know, the hard cricket pitch. This is before the drop-in pitches and all that sort of stuff. So that blackie, and it was congealed concrete, really.
Yep.
And I just got to a bloke called Richard Wallen. He's only a young player. He only didn't play for very long at Hawthorn. Ended up being a premiership player because they won the game. But I went to just bump him, really, off the ball. And my foot got stuck in the...
Well, the sprig got caught in the
black hard stuff, and it's just like, oh no.
So how long, for you? You try to come back in the game.
Yeah, I got 100 injections at half time. It was just useless. My whole right hand side went numb. I couldn't move. So obviously, I sat the game out, which was probably the most disappointing day. But you had no control over it. So what do you do? Probably took. I remember I went overseas after that, and we played some Gaelic footy. It took me 4.5-5 weeks where I could actually run. Run reasonably. So, it was a good 4 week or 5 week injury.
Crickets and with Warner, I mean, just even batting when you're taking long steps out there, your groin's a fairly significant part. But that's going to be a big blow if he doesn't play. Look, he's have to be really doubtful for the first test here in Adelaide.
Yep.
So that way, maybe Pekowski just. Does he replace him?
Birth, yeah.
One for one?
Yeah, I can't imagine it. It's not more than less than 4 weeks, David. I mean, it was just really. And here we do have John from Port Augusta talking cricket. Hi, John. How are you tonight?
Hi, boys. Good, thanks. Yeah, I've been hanging out for cricket season. I love my footage, you both all know, but I love cricket. And I've been hanging out for the cricket season to start because there wasn't a lot during the winter and all the rest of it. Normally, there's wall-to-wall coverage just about 12 months a year on Fox. And I agree, you need a contest between bat and ball. And last night was a bit too one-sided in favour of the batsman. But I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, you're talking you'd rather that.
What about the ball? I mean, you know, it's the
I'd rather contest be bat and ball.
250.
How did you get hold of Barry Richards' bat, Wilt?
I've seen, we saw it on Facebook recently, and I think Barry posted it himself. It's about one-third in the width, you know, the width of the middle of the bat, than David Warner's.
I've argued that for a long time about the bats compared in the 70s compared to now.
Well, you're seeing tail enders now, John. Tail enders can put them over the fence just
and
like
you. With extra protection.
Shelling peas, yeah.
That's right, with extra protection and goodness knows what.
Yeah, and it's a bit like the golf club too, you know, the bigger heads and all that sort of stuff, and they've put the limit on that now. With the golf club, so I think the bat's got away from it all, hasn't it? Can they go? I don't reckon they can go back now, David. I don't reckon the bat manufacturers can let that happen.
They've put a stop on it. You can't go any further.
Yeah.
Because David Warner's was getting bigger and bigger. It's like an apple growing on a tree. Every year it got bigger and bigger. But I love a contest. I remember the World Cup. One of my first recollections of cricket, colour TV came in. Australia, I reckon, made 230 something against West Indies.
1975.
Yeah. And it was a few run-outs there, but that was a fantastic game. But if you keep on making 400s, maybe T20's not so bad. It's only 20 overs. I just think it gets a bit tedious.
Yeah. Now, David, we've got a poll tonight. And the reason why we got this poll is on the weekend in the WBBL, the girls' T20 competition, the Sydney Thunder beat the Melbourne Stars.
Yeah.
The Stars keep getting beaten, don't they?
The underdogs won.
Yeah. They've become like Meg Lanning only made 13. She's a star for Australia, but I mean, the girls' sport is now on the radar for everybody. So I just thought, who is the best Aussie sportsman of all time?
It's Malcolm Blight for, is it?
Yeah, this is poll for Australian Made. Support localaustralianmade.com.au.
Yep.
Look for the green and gold Aussie Made logo to be sure it's authentically Australian Made. So the four ladies that I put up there, there are lots and lots of others, David, but these are, and Dawn Fraser, of course, Heather Mackay, undefeated for 16 years, won hundreds of world championships. Cathy Freeman, we all know. And Margaret Court, the greatest lady tennis player with the most majors. So they're the four ladies that I put up, and there are lots more. And you could come up with some.
I think if you like, one of my favourites was Yvonne Goolagong,
slash
Corley. Yeah. She was brilliant, won Wimbledon 1971 and 1980. Shane Gould, 16-year-old, three medals.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of great female athletes.
Yeah, there are. It's something you might want to follow up because, I'd be fascinated in this. I'll look for tomorrow night. In the meantime, we've got Troy. Hi, Troy. How are you?
How you going, boy?
Hi, Troy.
Yeah, good. Hey, Steve Smith had a good two games, but I heard that he found his hand.
Yep.
And he found his balance as well on the weekend. That was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek. But what I rang for, and I was only pulling the pee out of, I feel sorry for people that suffer vertigo. But what I rang for, the ball. I think part of the problem is you're not allowed to put any oo-goo or glue on it anymore, are you?
Yeah.
In any form of the game.
Yeah, you're not allowed to put any sandpaper on it. We know that. We can't do that anymore. Yeah, that's right. I still think, you can still rub it into the ground and all that. I mean, that's sort of legitimate stuff. And you know when they throw it back from the boundary? In the old days, throw it over the stumps. Not anymore.
Throw it in the pitch.
Throw it into the pitch to try and scuff
reverse
it up a
swing.
Bit. Yeah. Yeah, I just don't. I think something's on the ball. The white ball, somehow or other, isn't doing anything.
KG's a cricket nut. He's on tomorrow night filling in for you. And I still think it's 80 overs in test cricket before you get the new cherry again. And it's absolutely smashed to bits by then. I think the captain should be allowed to, after 60 overs, even 50 overs, whether he decides wants another new ball or if he's got spinners using the old ball, maybe they want to stay that way. But it has to change because it is so much favouring the batsman. If you look at cricket, and that's why it's hard to compare Bradman's records and that to what they're doing now.
Yeah,
you know?
Is the juke ball, this discussion we have every... The juke ball does seem to move more.
It does.
Does the white Duke ball move more? I must say, I can't remember.
Or do they use a kookaburra? Is it the kookaburra? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, can I just, with that best Aussie sportswoman of all time, I just didn't give you the numbers. Dawn Fraser is at 38%. One of my favourites, Heather Mackay at 3%. You've got to look her up and understand what she did in her career. Cathy Freeman at 35% and Margaret Court at 24%. Be interesting, actually, if you follow that up over the next couple of days, David. I'd be fascinated to see where that goes.
Well, the modern girls, if you're looking at probably Elise Perry, you mentioned Meg Lanning, Alyssa Healy. We'll be speaking with her uncle shortly.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of Sam Kerr.
Oh, beautiful.
Sam Kerr's become and I think Aaron Phillips, some of the footballers that are coming through.
And we've got a call from Mark who wants to dispute one of the greatest four women's sports women you mentioned. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hello, Beth. How are you? My dispute is, I know she won in the Olympics, but what else did she do, Cathy Freeman?
She won a world championship too, didn't she?
Oh, she was amazing. Yeah.
She dominated for 4 or 5, 6 years, which is hard to do in that
sport.
Not
many Australians also are winning on the track these days. It's normally dominated by the Jamaicans or the Americans. But, gee, Mark, I thought Cathy Freeman's moment was one of the greatest moments in sport I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I mean... I agree
with that. It was a great moment. But others have done more... Heather Mackay, squash player.
Yeah.
Like, she did it for years.
Yeah, she did.
She did it for years.
Margaret Court, years, yeah.
And the other one is Betty Cuthbert. Remember, she won 2 gold medals at the 56 Olympics, which will come up a bit later.
Shirley Strickland?
Shirley Strickland also, yeah. I mean, there's what about a lot of the bike riders? I mean, there's a lot of...
Anna Mears.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of unbelievable...
Kathy Watt.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a lot. Thanks for that, Mark. But I think everyone would... probably agree, Cathy Freeman, outstanding. And you can't start at the top of your game running 400s all that time. She started as a 16-year-old, and she had the weight of the world on her shoulders in Sydney 2000, and she won the 400, so well done there. We're going to take a break. Ian Healy, not far away.
And also, what I was going to do was talk to you about opinion sports like boxing, diving, and gymnastics. Oh. Why don't we wait? We've got a... OTR's introducing a new Krispy Kreme donuts, now with Nutella. Get it at OTR for limited time only. Why don't we have a little chat about that after the break, Nate?
Okay, because I want to get on... I saw Big Mike Tyson. I thought he won every round against Jones, and they said it's a draw, but boxing can be so badly manipulated, just like diving and gymnastics, I reckon. Bloody and Wilds, this is Sports Day SA.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get into OTR for a refreshing sea coffee iced latte.
Yeah, Malcolm Blight and David Wildy, all thanks to Keno. Play Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. With a draw every few minutes, there's always time for a spot of Keno. Play today, gamble responsibly. And next guest, well, he's done it all in cricket, and we've had a feast of cricket, the women's.
Mm.
Hey, well done to the Thunder, too. They beat the Stars, the underdogs there.
Yep.
And a mountain of runs. Is it too many runs? That's our debate tonight. Nearly 800 runs scored. Well, let's welcome a man that's played a lot of cricket at the highest level, Ian Healy. Ian, thanks for your time. How are you going?
Yes, very well, thanks, fellas. Too many runs. Yeah, there's been a bit of pushback in your neck of the woods today, eh?
Well, we're discussing it, Ian. It's almost predictable when a side's making 390 and the other side... We're talking more about the poor old bowler. The bats have got bigger. They brought in the ropes rather than the fence. The pitches are flat, and you've still got the kookaburra of 5.5 ounces and red. I mean, I think it's all towards the batsman.
I think so. I think there could be a little bit more in the wicket. And then a lot of these sixes, the batting is incredible. Right, so that's the first thing. Australia being... so impressive with how they've gone about making those big totals. They're lucky that they got on the right side of the toss, and that means the wicket could probably have been a bit more spicy at the front, so that you've got a bit of a dilemma on whether you want to bat first or bowl first. Just not as much as a test match, but a little bit more of a dilemma. If it's beauty, we're going to bat straight away, you know it's a bit too flat. But and a lot of the sixes they hit that land inside the boundary, they're over the rope but inside the boundary, they just used to be caught.
Yeah.
And therefore, the shot wasn't attempted.
Yeah.
So, that's another advantage. That rope enables them to free their minds, you know, and they know if they just swing their bat fast enough, and something anywhere near the middle is going to go for six. That's a much freer mind they're operating with.
Ian, how can you change it so the bowler gets a bit more? You can't even really put spit on it now in this sort of days. We had a suggestion, and I don't mind it, 50 or 60 overs in Test cricket where you've got the option of taking another new ball, because those overs between 60 or 70 and 80 are generally they're trying to bowl part-timers to get the big fellas back. Have you got a thought on that?
Well, spit doesn't help a white ball, for a start. Mm. You know, the white doesn't penetrate the leather. It sits on top of it, so it's basically paint. The one colour that does get through leather is red.
Yep.
And so that's why you can shine a red ball, you can't shine a white one, right? But there's two white balls out there. They've got two new balls out there for 50 overs, right? Now, the new ball is the problem. The players are trying to get them old because they're harder to hit when they're old. Because they don't come off the bat as cleanly and they might swing reverse or they might hold up off the pitch a little bit more. So it's new ball bowling. But my first solution is bowl better, right? The bowlers have got to catch up to the batters now. It goes in cycles. You know, there was a time in the late 80s when Australia won the One Day World Cup as a 66-1 outsider. Simon O'Donnell and Steve Waugh and Craig McDermott just bowled slower balls and Yorkers for the last 20 overs.
Yes.
Right? And they were just unhittable for boundaries. So now they've got a few extra skills, the batsmen. They step back in their crease and scoop those balls over their head if you miss your length. But you know, so then the batters got back on top of those slower balls, and now it's up to the bowlers to, you know, deceive the batsmen once again, or really be a last-minute change of mind where you're going to bowl it. When you see that batter move, get better at following his feet.
Yeah,
those sorts of skills will now come back into the bowling game.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Ian. I just said Malinga and wasn't Akron. You know, they used to bowl Yorkers like you would not believe, and you hardly see anyone do them now. I know they do scoop and all that, but it's almost like a forgotten art that the best ball to bowl, as you just mentioned, in the last 20 overs was Yorkers, but no one seems to do it.
No, and they've been they're very negative about it, right? They're scared of missing their length, right? So if you miss your length and it's just a little low full toss rather than a Yorker, it can be smashed for six down the ground or over mid-wicket, or scooped over their head and over the keeper for four or six, right? But that's negative thinking. That's terrible skill level. Don't miss your length. You know, get better, like Malinga and like Glenn McGrath and the likes, of hitting your length. And just watch where the batsman's going. If you bowl a Yorker length outside off stump, wide Yorker, you know, you're not going to get hit consistently. So get good at that for a start. Then jam them in at middle and leg and see what they're going to do for you. And if it's a great Yorker, you can bring mid off and mid on up into the ring and put the scoop fielder, the fine leg, back on the fence, you know? So, that's going to all get... It's all going to come out soon. They're going to get better at that.
Yeah, I agree with you with the ball. I mean, I've watched the white ball for years, and the paint on it, it's interesting. I mentioned in the AFL Grand Final this year that the yellow paint that we have on our balls for the AFL season, it's still very slippery on those nights with night footy and the night Grand Final. We still haven't found the right paint. You would think in this day and age we could get one, as you said, perhaps the paint that allows a bit of seepage into the cover of the ball. You'd think we could find one like that, wouldn't you?
I reckon... None of our organisations are slack on R&B, so it might be a bit difficult. But the pink ball is a halfway measure. It sinks into the leather a little bit.
Yep.
So when you scuff a pink ball, it's very light pink. It's not grey. The white ball is grey under that white paint, right? So pink gets in there a little bit. Then they prop it up with a few more coats of pink shiny paint on top. You might start working on pink, Bloody.
Now, Ian, I saw you playing in a one. I've been playing on Fox some of the old one days, Australia West Indies, and that. And I reckon your bat was about a third of the width of the bats they're using now. I mean, you would have picked up the new ones. They were incredible.
They are incredible, and tribute to the manufacturers, that's for sure. They've had to minimise them a bit. The edges of David Warner's club that he used, it was like Fred Flintstone's club, was 65 mils.
Jeez,
right, dude. So 6.5 centimetres, the edge thickness, right? So I went and got one of mine out when I found that out, and they were 22 mils.
Gee.
So it was a third as big on the edges as Davies, right? But they've been minimised now to 44, I think, 44 mils, the edge, and then you add the belly. The belly's bigger than that, but the actual edge of the bat is 44 max now. So, and what we found with these bats is if you hit a ball dead set in the middle of my bat and a new bat, they go the same distance.
Yeah, okay.
If you hit a ball off centre in my bat, I get caught on the ring. It's a dead set miss hit. But the ones just off centre out of the new bats, they can still fly for six.
Yeah.
Especially if these boys swing their bat fast enough. So they just they steady their feet and try to swing their bat fast and get it somewhere near the middle, and they know the field is not out there far enough.
Now, Ian, this is a bit for MB, this one. A neighbour of mine, and I've met him at the shopping centre, Alex Carey, the wicketkeeper for the one-day team.
Yeah.
I tend to watch him now because you sort of know him a bit closer than some of them, and he was flawless last night. You know what I mean? I was going to ask you the question. When you watch the game, do you watch the wicketkeeper, a bit more than the rest? Because I actually started to watch Alex last night. You knew it was going to be over the fence, 6 or 4. So he was as clean as a whistle. He did not fumble one ball all night.
Yep, and that's what you want your Australian wicketkeeper to be, right?
Yeah.
So what I get, you'll get it soon maybe, but I get a feeling. I don't watch it. I can still feel the movement that he's doing, et cetera. It's sort of in your body, I suppose. And he's in good shape, isn't he? So, So wicketkeepers definitely watch the keeper. When we go into other teams' dressing rooms, just sidle straight up next to the wicketkeeper because no one else understands us. We talk to each other.
Your niece is not
but
better.
Yeah, that's great. I think that whole Australian team is now all about performance. It's not about themselves. It's about a great team performance and then individual brilliance on top of that.
Yeah.
It's been an extremely impressive start to the summer.
Ian, one quick one on the women's. We saw the WBBL and the Thunder beat the Stars, and we also saw your niece hit 100 a week or so ago, and I think the batting has improved out of sight in the women's cricket from when it first came through. Maybe the bowling hasn't quite caught up, but hasn't women's cricket become exciting? We're knowing the names of the girls as well, which is great.
Yeah, it's really going well. Full credit to Cricket Australia to get that whole Big Bash in one hub. Very, very difficult. There's 19 international players that had to quarantine in one hotel on their own before that tournament. But they did really, really well. A lot of sacrifice was made to get 59 games played. The thing with the batting, and the bowling is getting better, we're seeing the advantages of being full-time. They're now athletes that are training all day if they want, and they've got time to practice all those different shots or to hit the ball over cover better than ever been done before, to hit sixes. They too are starting to look at bat speed and hitting techniques. So it's because they've got time. They're talented. They always were, but now they're putting heaps more time in, and we're seeing the benefits. The matches are pretty good. The Thunder fast bowling, that Ismail from South Africa, and Sammy J. Johnson just snuffed Melbourne Stars out at the top of the order, and it was a very impressive start by the Thunder. They won that tournament on an instant, and it was full credit to Rachel Haynes and her leadership.
Fantastic, Ian. Thanks for the chat, as always. Ian Healy there, former Australian Test cricketer. And how's that with a bat? One third of David Warner's. 22 mil to 66. Incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, the all-new game-changing Kia Sorento has landed. Find out more at kia.com.au.
Yeah, just going back to those Olympic sports we're talking about, boxing, diving, gymnastics, opinion sports. You know, the creed was higher, faster, stronger. And obviously teams were added, which means the high score. So opinion sports like boxing, diving and gymnastics, I've always felt shouldn't be in the Olympics. And I know they are, And I know they're great athletes, but is that right?
Some of the great boxers have been robbed. Jeff Fenwick was robbed in the Olympics. We're going to try and get Jeff on to have a chat about that. And the reason I said was Mike Tyson, 54, came out. He boxed beautifully. He would knock us down with just a little tickle to the ribs.
He wouldn't. You know why he wouldn't?
He wouldn't be in the ring.
No, that's right.
But he won it clearly, yet unless they're going for another rematch. The Mundine Green fight, which you liked too, I think you paid for that one.
Yeah, I did.
It's a bit of doubt about who actually won that as well. So.
Yeah, I've seen a few over the years. I mean, generally it's pretty good, but there are some times.
And gymnastics, what was the other one? Diving. Diving, we've seen some of the scores. They give you 9 out of 10, others are 2.
We've got True and False, a summary of the year, David, coming up.
Unbelievable. Now, you've picked out some of the better ones, I think. We have to be Nostradamus. We've got some of those things quite right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Malcolm Blight and David Wilde, Sports Day SA. It is time now to go to see Coffee Break.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get into OTR for a refreshing sea coffee iced latte.
Welcome back to Sports Day SA. Malcolm Blight's last day for a while, but he's going to be back thanks to Tyre Power, awarded Canstar Blue's most satisfied customers again. Tyre Power in tough times, Australia's biggest independent tyre retailer. They're here to help. Tyrepower.com.au. What about Sunday, Bloody? The second ODI was the most watched ODI ever in subscription television history. Foxtel was revealed 585,000 people.
And you know what? I was one of them.
I was one as well.
Yeah.
I saw the back half, but...
I watched the lot.
And that's why they pay the big money. I know we spoke about it. Should it be all free to wear? Well, Foxtel pay a lot of money. You can get KO too for $25 a month, which, $4 or $5 a week.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, all that's debated whether it should be on free or whatever, but I'm a great believer in user pays, David. You know, if you use that much water, you should actually pay for it. You know, if you use that much electricity, you should pay for it. And I'm a great believer in that.
It'd be like GST. If you buy more goods, you pay more GST. Yeah.
And I do believe, you know, we're a country that does look after our, let's just say... less fortunate at most times. So... I reckon we go okay at that.
Yeah, well said there too. The other one, Paul Gallen, says he's surprised and disappointed after Mark Hunt revealed he texted the Cronulla great to ask if he's taking performance-enhancing drugs prior to the heavyweight clash at Bankwest Stadium next month. Hunt was querying how he could fix a torn bicep in about 3 weeks. He said normally they'd put you out for the year, so he thought he might have taken a bit of stuff to get over there. But Paul Gallen, very disappointed there. We spoke with Paul last week.
Yeah, it was a good interview, wasn't it?
I'm barracking for Paul too. He came on the show.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a bit of fun here too. Yep. It's a best of true or false for National Tiles Cyber Monday. You can spend and save right now. Save up to $1,250 during this year's National Tiles Cyber Monday event. We've had fun all year on true or false. Some we get right, some we get wrong. But you picked out a couple. But before you go through the ones you've asked me, I reckon you said way back on the 9th of June, which was only the third game of AFL footy, you said if Richmond perform or even have a better performance after getting beat than the week before, you said they will be confirmed as favourite.
Yeah, I did. Actually, I remember saying that. And we stayed with them pretty well all year. Yeah, except for the grand final. I had to go for Geelong. But, I mean, they're a great team. In fact, I text a couple of Geelong people during the week, believe it or not, and just mentioned, look, I've been a bit quiet with you guys because I've just waited. I don't know what I'm waiting for. And one of them texts back and said, I think we're all going to be waiting until Richmond are no good and it's going to be a while.
It's funny. I can now confirm the week before, because Blighty had to present the medal to the winning coach, Jock McHale medal. He said, David, I think Richmond will win, but I have to go with Geelong. I have to.
Yeah.
Now, these are some of the ones you picked out.
Yeah, this is just on the 31st of March. I actually asked you this question.
31st of March.
Yeah, indoor sports have become fashionable again, and that's because of COVID. And for all the things that we've done this year, I just wanted to mention that we started off and said indoor sports did become a thing.
And my answer was yes?
Yes, of course it was. On the 16th of June, if Adelaide can't beat the Gold Coast Suns next Sunday, this is on the 16th of June this year, there'll be no finals for 3 in a row. You know what happened to them? If Adelaide can't beat Gold Coast Suns next Sunday, no finals for the third year in a row.
Oh, they won't be playing finals.
No, it's true or false of the game.
That is true.
Thank you.
Well, that was, and they got smashed, didn't they, by the Gold Coast?
Yeah, 53 points, 29 points Adelaide kick for the game. I've got the idea now, Sam, our producer. I'll just mention something and then you can play. Here we go. On the 23rd of June, so a week later, I said this. David, will we complete 17 games this season?
Yes, we will.
So that's true?
That is an absolute truth. Okay. It's not even true-ish, it's true.
Okay.
Because they've got time. If they delay 14 days, they just keep...
Even though they wouldn't sneak Essendon and Melbourne in during the midweek, like a few people have suggested this week?
I don't think they'll do it this week, but they'll certainly sneak it in soon. I don't know why I was so bullish on that. 17 games, a couple in. That was a bit of a...
Now, not that long after that, on the 7th of July, I talked about the Coleman Medal winner. This year's Coleman Medal winner, lucky to kick 50 goals.
Well, 17 game. True.
Yep. Oh, you got that one right too, David. Tom Hawkins only kicked 42. It's a really low number.
Charlie Dixon only kicked in the 30s, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's strange. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, on the 15th of September, I'm feeling good
here.
That's all right. Now, Port Adelaide's super player, Travis Boak, I said something about the Brownlow medal with him. Travis Boak will finish top two in the Brownlow medal.
Oh. True-ish.
Oh, David, you didn't nail that. True-ish.
But, you know, at the time, he was 10 to 1, like the hot favourite Lachie Neale.
How's that, though? Top two. That's pretty good get for me.
Well, we actually backed him to win without Neale. We thought he was almost a certainty for top two. So
that's pretty good. That's true or false. We had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, I'm feeling fantastic.
Yeah, you've done
now
okay.
I know how you feel every night.
And here we go. Probably the highlight of the year, which has become the David Wilde catch cry. On the 13th of October, I mentioned this. Final true or false for this week, David. Number three. Just talking on that subject. Money's not everything, but it's right up there with oxygen.
That is definitely true. I actually told that at a barbecue yesterday. Andrew Hill, good mate, he had his 61st birthday, and I put that out there. We'd had a couple of red wines, but you reckon they didn't laugh. Then everyone's saying, no, health is, and they're all trying to give someone. I said, yeah, we'll agree. Health is the most important.
Sure.
But money's up there with oxygen, so well done there. And another one you said, Adelaide Footy Club, most important draft. This was well before the end of the year. Since its inception, you said, most definitely true.
Yeah, since the list was put together, the Adelaide Football Club, they've got a lot of work to do. We all know that. But they've got a chance. They're going to get some good picks.
And Darcy Byrne-Jones, I just saw this one pop up too. Here's what you said.
Darcy Byrne-Jones will receive an All-Australian nominee.
I think that's...
Nomination, I should say.
I think it's true. What a year.
Yeah.
What an outstanding year.
Oh, David.
Honestly, I now know what it's like to sit in your seat every day, these accolades, and I opened
the door for you, and you just charged through.
You did pick the better ones, though, didn't you? We got right. But you can save up to $1,250, I should say, during this year's National Tiles Cyber Monday event. Hurry, limited time only. We're going to take a break, and plenty more to come. Blighty and Wild, Sports Day SA. Time now to go to Bristol Maid, see coffee break.
Sports Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get into OTR for a refreshing sea coffee iced latte.
Blighty and Wild's Blighty off for a few weeks in a well-deserved break. KG filling in the chair next week, in fact, from tomorrow night. But just before we go to Monday Memories, thanks to Carsales. Carsales, number one for cars. A car sells every 30 seconds on Carsales. Well, I want you to comment on this. This is John Longmire on Breakfast. Talking about Paddy McCartney, who was a former number one draft pick, got concussion from St. Kilda. Here's Longmire.
We've looked at him, King, and we're going into the draft and the rookie draft in a couple of weeks. We've certainly got all options open. There's been no guarantees made. We just need to make sure we keep everything open, and that's what we're doing. We obviously love what Tommy's been able to do with us, and the McCartney family are fantastic. And we'll see what happens on draft night. And, we've got to make sure we keep all of our options open and see what happens through that.
Well, yes, we know he can play. He's just got to get fit now.
It's worth a punt, wouldn't it, surely? Yeah,
probably. It's a throw at the stumps, isn't it? I mean, as we say.
You hit or miss.
Yeah. You'd have to go through every specialist concern. And, in fact, I'd go to three. I'd make sure that you went to three different specialists and just get sit them in a room and say, what's the odds here? You know, they talk about percentages in the medical terms. I'd actually sit there and watch that.
Has there been a case? I can't think of one where someone's come back after heavy concussions to try and play footy.
No, there's a few retired.
Yes, a few gone the other way, yeah, but not coming back after being...
No.
Yeah, look, you're right. By beware, I think, there for sure. Okay, your final Monday memories for 2020.
Yeah. And I should just mention, David, tomorrow, I think that when the poll... They're still voting on the poll, who's the greatest women athlete, you know, the four that I put up.
Who's yours?
I've always said Heather Mackay. She was unbeaten, but she's actually sitting at the... Kathy Freeman's right to everyone's tips. Margaret Court. And Dawn Fraser, the great Dawn Fraser. Yeah. So, and there's others, of course, but I reckon you and KG should talk about it tomorrow night when the vote's in.
Interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we'll leave that there. Now, this is all... Because it's Sports Day SA, and this is my last one for a little while, the Monday memory is all about sports. And sport, the first time it became mentioned in the game of soccer, which is the world game, was in 1872. The first international soccer game between Scotland and England was played.
Wasn't Aussie rules similar time?
Yeah, a bit later.
1870, somewhere?
Yeah, a bit later. Yeah, a bit later. Can you guess what the score was in the game of soccer back in 1872, David?
0-0?
Correct.
Was it?
Yeah, of course it was. Now, this is one for everybody that's ever played sport and been relegated. Let's just say relegated. In 1928, a bloke by the name of Don Bradman, in his test debut, scored 18-1 in the first test in Brisbane. Got dropped. Yeah. To 12th man.
Was that the Bodyline series or not?
No, this is before
that. Right.
So he got dropped for the second test. They got beat. He came back for the third test. They picked him. This is a young bloke who failed in his first. Would have been a one-test wonder, but he came back and...
Made 100 in each dig?
No, 79 and 112.
Wow.
So, you know what? There's been a lot of one-game players, and we can know them all. Stuart, you can, you know, Cam Ferguson.
Most common number, you said.
Yeah, most common number.
Is one.
Yeah. So, to just give that other chance. Now, if someone didn't believe in Don Bradman then, we mightn't know anything about this man after that.
I think he might have worked his way back in by making...
Okay. And then, you know, 18 years later, can you believe, in 1946, he scored 187 at the Gabba. I mean, keep going. 1956, the great Betty Cuthbert. She could actually have been on that list.
She got a statue, hasn't she?
Yeah. Takes Olympic sprint double and wins the 200-metre goal. Amazing. And also in 1986, 30 years after, the great Ivan Lendl was the first tennis player, David, to make over $10
million. 1986.
Yeah, they make that in about three games now.
He's
don't
the
they?
Man that he couldn't quite win a grass, so Pat Cash beat him in 1987.
Yeah.
Following year.
And because we have talked to a few of the rugby league boys, in 2013, the 14th Rugby League World Cup, Australia beat New Zealand 34-2. And finally, David, this is Monday Memories, Sports Day, SA, M. Blight, almost saying goodbye.
Oh, don't... Only, coming back, though. Eh?
Yeah. In 2019, only 12 months ago on this day, we've all forgotten it. No, we haven't. A lad that's in the real news at the moment, the Australian cricketer by the name of David Warner, scored 335 not out in the second test versus Pakistan at the Adelaide Oval. The second highest score to Matty Hayden, made 380.
Yeah, he just got over Mark Taylor's 334. Now, for energy from an Australian-owned company, switch to Lumo SA today. Call 131-5866.
Now, David, I've got to say this. Claire Lindop, the great horse jockey, etc., commented on poll saying, bigger mission of Anna Mears. Well, that could... She could
Shane
be
Gould.
That. Shane Gould, Betty Cuthbert. These are the ones I thought of quickly. There are others. Thanks, Claire, for that. I'm glad you're listening. Erin Phillips is another one.
Yeah, Sam Kerr.
Sam Kerr's another one.
Lise Perry.
Can we have a... listen, you've got to finish this off. You can do it with KG. Yeah. You can name some other girls and have a poll. We should have a runoff. Should have four lots of four, 16 of them. They're all right.
Great. Hey, you have a great time. What's on the agenda for the Blight family?
We're trying to get to see some family that are interstate, which is a bit hard, so we haven't locked in yet. So we're just going to do two or three day trips along the coast somewhere, and then hopefully the borders can unfold. But otherwise, we'll just have a good break.
Get your back fixed, a bit of golf as well?
Yeah, hopefully a bit of golf, yeah.
And we might even ring you up for what Monday memories or Thursday throwback one day. Blighty, have a great time off, and I'll see you next year.
Yeah, and same to you, David. Have a great Christmas, New Year, and also say hello to KG first.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night between 6 and 7 will be David Wilde and KG on Sports Day SA.
Day for Kia. The all-new Kia Sorento has landed. Lumo Energy SA. Energy from an Australian-owned company, that's Lumo SA. And OTR. Get into OTR for a refreshing sea coffee iced latte.